from inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. On Monday, the first batch of the coronavirus vaccines arrived in New Mexico. At the Lovington City Commission meeting on Monday, CEO David Shaw of Norley Hospital informed city commissioners who would receive the vaccines first.
We've chosen as two entities, Lee Regional and Norley, to work together and combine our resources. And we've decided that we want to put our EMS services in the front of the line. And so we'll be vaccinating this week 21 EMS personnel from the Hobbs Department and 10 personnel from the Lovington Department.
According to Shaw, Norley Hospital in Lovington received 250 allotments of the vaccine, while Lee Regional Hospital in Hobbs received an allotment of 125 vaccines.
Now, where do we go from here? It will probably take us 3 to 4 weeks to get hospital employees vaccinated. We then expand out to other healthcare workers, local dentists, optometrists, other clinics in our community. We then move to the next criteria, which is essential workers. And then the next criteria is adults, 65 and older. And then the last one is high-risk medical conditions. Once those four areas have been completed, then my understanding is it's open to the general public.
The vaccinations begin on Thursday. Lee County is not going to let the COVID-19 steal Christmas. County employees designed a drive-through Christmas display at the Lee County Fairgrounds, which began on Monday. And this Santa's elf tells us more about it.
Hey, we're out here through Friday night from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock at the Lee County Fairgrounds. It's the county's first annual Lee County Christmas Spirit event. Come out, see Santa, and drop off your letter to Santa Claus. And Mrs. Claus is here, too.
26-year-old Manuel Zavala of Roswell was arrested and charged with one count each of aggravated assault on a peace officer and resisting, evading, or obstructing an officer after several hours of a standoff with local law enforcement on Saturday. He was eventually taken into custody. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.